Yeah, I mean, you saw the growth as a player, as a receiver, as well as the obvious that you see as a returner on the punt returns, and then, you know, and then some on the kickoff returns as well. And so, you know, it's a tough loss for us, but, you know, we'll have some guys step up.
Yeah, the Browns suffer a real blow today with the loss of Travis Benjamin for the year with a torn ACL. We want to get into some discussion about the special teams. Also going to get into more of your calls at 216-578-0850. But how about this? What's better than Pigskin and Pals? Adding a Browns alumni to the mix. Get to your Cleveland area Arby's and find out how to enter to win lunch with a Browns alumni and a guest at Arby's, slicing up freshness. This is really bigger than I think a lot of people might even think. And I know a lot of folks reacting in social media are devastated because this is an exciting, electrifying player, Travis Benjamin. When we've talked about this through the show, when you talk about a team that is as close as the Browns are to everything competitively, most games it's game, they have to win in inches. They have to win with minimizing their mistakes, and they're not really good at that, or they have to win by having a few big plays. And this was one of the guys who gave them that in each game. I don't know where that's coming from going forward. I think that's a real blow to this club. And how they try to manage their way through this will be very interesting. I'm not going to give up on the idea that the Browns can't have an effective returner, but they have no one on their roster right now. And we said this last week, no one in the league who has this kid's speed.
And that's the thing. And you go back to training camp, and Deion Lewis's name was brought up. Now the two complementary pieces, two guys that weren't going to be the focus, but the two complementary pieces that were going to be the explosive, get them in space, game-changing difference makers as return men, as guys that you could use in the offense, and obviously even with a bigger role in the standard offense for Deion Lewis, are now gone. And I think you bring up a very, very good point and ask a very good question. Where's that going to come from? I mean, you can in many ways, not to take away from what everybody on the team did, but Travis Benjamin was as responsible as anybody for the win over Buffalo.
Okay? Yes.
Without question. Travis Benjamin was one of the guys who was making a big difference. They only used him one time in the run game, 45 yards on that play. He averaged 21 yards per catch this season. That was the most among any receivers. Granted, it was only 5 catches. But you talk about the impact in taking a guy who was that dominant off, and it hurts. He was averaging 48.7 yards per return. Greg Little and Fozzie Whitaker combined are averaging 50 yards per return. If that's if you could topple them on top of each other, which right. You obviously know you cannot do. He was averaging 11.7 yards per punt return, one of the best punt returners in the National Football League. So this is a massive, massive loss. I do think Fozzie Whitaker looks pretty good to me. He's averaging about 30 yards per return. I like him. And I almost think that Fozzie Whitaker is going to have to become a guy who not only has a great name, but is going to have to play a little bit of a meaningful role. We saw him catch that pass on offense.
Yes.
He's going to have to be the return guy. I think he's going to have to be more of the third down back and the guy that can push it on the edges, because you've lost dynamic playmakers, and that's exactly what Benjamin was.
The drawback for Travis Benjamin in terms of the offense was route running. He never really got that part of it down, at least up to the point of this injury. I had a lot of talks with the Browns coaches about this, and that was really the thing that made it difficult to incorporate him a whole lot into the receiving game, just from a route running perspective. So that's why you didn't see a whole lot of him. The concerns on kickoff returns was just this, that he'd get broken, that somebody would just take that hit and have a clearer shot to make contact with him. Now, we decided last week that you deal with that. It's football, and you still that risk was worth getting the ball in his hands. Well, the risk of having him involved a lot is worth it, because he got the ball in his hands. The ultimate result is he gets hurt. Whether he was destined to do that because he was a smallish guy or not, I don't think this is really a relevant point. It's football. Things happen. This is a knee injury too, so is he not going to get that if he's a bigger, stronger guy? Well, if he's a bigger, stronger guy, he's also not going to have the speed that he brings to the table. So it's hard to lose, hard to see him be lost, and it's hard to see where the results will come in the kicking game. I can only hope that if it's a mental thing with Devon Bess, that he can do a better job of handling the kicks and get past whatever he needs to get over to do that. In the meantime, you know, I don't hate the idea of Joe Haden returning punts. I know it's not their first choice as a coaching staff, and they'd rather try to avoid that if possible. But in truth, if he could be a difference maker in that role in addition to playing cornerback, I don't hate that. I just don't hate it because to me it shows me you're being aggressive as a team to try to do everything you can to find success wherever you can. Let's go to, is it Donovan?
I would hate to think of the secondary without Joe Hayden, though.
Well, yeah, but if you, I'd hate to think of any part of the team without Joe Hayden, but I'm not going to hate the idea of trying to get him involved, even if it's occasionally, to make plays.
Yeah, I don't think
there's no one on right. There's no one on this team. I subscribe to the whole Bill Belichick thing. Everybody should play everything, and yeah. He did that.
Yeah.
I mean, he did that. Who didn't do it more than he did? And by the way, won some Super Bowls with that philosophy, with starters involved in teams. Was Don there, Dino? Oh, okay, Mark. Okay, Mark in East Cleveland is up with us. Hey, Mark.
All right, gentlemen, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay, listen, with Benjamin gone, it's unfortunate we can't do nothing about that. So my suggestion, I have a question also, is since Bus is working on punt returning, why not have him concentrate on that? I'm wondering what's the status about someone getting off the practice squad. And having said that, I'm thinking about Josh Cooper, who is a position receiver, and even though he's from Holmgren and Heckert's school, you know, from their draft, he had, he can hold on to the ball. He can get you that position, that first down. Any comments? Thank you.
Ironically, the reason he's not on the final roster is because he was dropping the ball in camp and in the preseason, and that was the knock on him there. But he's somebody that could step up and certainly be a serviceable slot receiver for this team. But I think Bess is the guy. He is the guy. He just needs to remember how to be Devon Bess. I think you're right. He's pressing a little bit too much. Just let the game come to you. He's a very talented guy. He's proven it year after year. He's having a very bad stretch, which is a very small sample over a body of work that I certainly have faith that he can recapture his prior form.
I'd like to think that could be the case. I can't, when it comes to trying to read what's inside a guy's head and try to determine that that's the factor or not, I'm not even going to go there, but we can only go with what we see. What we see is a guy who is making those mistakes, who certainly looks like a different player than we saw on a steady basis, yes, this summer. And I know camp is a different thing. Practice is a much different thing than playing in a game. I know he had occasional issues in Miami toward the end, but I thought for the most part he was the right guy. He was a steal. Getting him for virtually nothing in the trade. In fact, it was a wash trade. Was such a plus for this team, and it could still be a plus. I'm not giving up on Devon Bess, but I understand the frustration that everyone, a lot of people have over this. All right, we want to hear from, of course, Gerard Cherry, and that will be coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, ESPN 850, WKNR.